Dr. Kilaitiana Tauru is with us, and we're talking today about facial recognition. Kilaitiana is with the Internet Society. He is perhaps our foremost authority on the net and issues digital, and I thank him for joining us on the program once again. Kilaitiana, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Thank you for joining us. Facial recognition, actually. The supermarkets are watching you, ne?
That's correct. They certainly are, yes.
Bias and accuracy, false matches, more likely to happen for people of colour, particularly Māori women. Now, you and I have spoken about this before, and you have tabled some concerns about the utilisation of this technology in this way. But how I annoy, despite opposition to aspects of how it is instigated, this is facial recognition technologies, it's still there. Has the process been robust enough from your read, or has this been foisted upon the public?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, I think it was only 5 weeks ago you and I were discussing the potential issues of facial recognition technologies. And, yeah, it's already been reported that a week ago an innocent Māori woman was targeted by facial recognition technology. And she was misidentified as being a trespassed shoplifter, despite the fact that this Wahine Māori provided proof of identification, argued about the matter, and despite the fact that two staff members looked at the photo and still believed that the woman was lying and that she was, in fact, who the facial recognition technology identified. Now, there's huge amounts of issues here. Due diligence was not carried out by the supermarket. I mean, this is a classic case of misidentification, which happens. It's happened numerous times overseas with people of colour. It's a well-documented process that, without the proper training, human beings ignore facts. Such as in this case with identification. It also appears that the staff were probably biased or, I mean, perhaps racist. It's hard to tell, but that they certainly were unprofessional and refused to acknowledge logic and facts. They chose to believe the facial recognition technology. And also just based on my readings of the situation, it seems the staff were kind of aggressive when, they shouldn't have been aggressive either, which, also points to a lack of training and a lack of professionalism.
Tēnā koe, whereabouts was this supermarket?
It's in Rotorua, according to what I've read. So.
Should we name and shame these organisations that get it wrong? And also, what's the comeback here? This is hugely embarrassing if you're held up in front of your peers, in front of people that might be from your community, making out like you're a shoplifter when you're not. Is there some legal avenue to challenge the stance of the supermarkets?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, I can't imagine how embarrassing and humiliating that would be. And the psychological impacts, I imagine they will be ongoing. Apparently, it was food stuff in Rotorua that have this facial recognition technology. And so they've, offered to meet the person in question. But also the Privacy Commissioner in New Zealand has been following this rollout of facial recognition technologies. And they're also doing a public consultation. So I think, anyone who feels threatened by this should engage in that public consultation. May also say that if anyone has been targeted and misidentified by facial recognition technology, please do speak out or, track me down online and I can help them out and engage and be their advocate. But in terms of legal repercussions, there's nothing illegal about it so far. It's just a matter of people can boycott the supermarket, we can keep on talking about it, Media, such as Radio Wātea, continuing to raise these issues will certainly help.
So supermarkets, in their haste, could have jumped the gun here, couldn't they, by introducing the technology that quite obviously is flawed.
Yes, they certainly have. I mean, this technology is—it's well known that it's flawed. It's well known it will discriminate against anyone who's basically not a white middle-aged man. The documentation's there, the research is there. I mean, we've all known about this for years. Yet, foodstuffs have decided to ignore research. Ignore best advice from overseas, and even ignored local research, such as the New Zealand Police, who abandoned facial recognition technology because it did not work properly with Māori and Pacifica faces.
So Foodstuffs is an Australian-owned organisation. What parameters are there for them to introduce facial technology if we're still going through elements of how to implement it in this country? Are you aware of any restrictions for overseas companies to bring this technology and utilise it, as we can see inaccurately, in New Zealand?
Yeah, so the only sort of limitations there are is Foodstuffs are working with the Privacy Commissioner. They report back on a regular basis about issues. But apart from that, there's nothing illegal, or there's no legal parameters to follow. The only real piece of legislation is the Privacy Act, and it's my understanding that by working with the Privacy Commissioner, they are upholding their end of the legal requirements. But obviously, I mean, as I said, as we've said, this is not working for Māori or Pacifica. A lot more needs to be done. And I hope this is a clear message that comes out of the Privacy Commission's consultation on facial recognition technology.
Tēnā koe, kia rei tēnā. The digital world is so fast moving, and it seems to be outstripping in pace our political and legislative frameworks to accommodate it.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, a lot of our legislation is out of date. There's obviously, the Privacy Act, the Human Rights Act, all the copyright acts. There's, an overhaul of our New Zealand legislation needs to occur. And it needs to occur quickly, as you say, because technology is outpacing legislation.
So are you aware of what's the upshot of the situation in Rotorua may be? Where do you think this one is heading? Is it going to end up in the courts?
I can only speculate on that. And I mean, what I can say, though, is that the Privacy Commission is aware of this. It has made, it is being spoken about and discussed at an international level. My colleagues, as far as, up in Europe, America, are all astonished that we implemented facial recognition technology in the first place. And, there's a lot of, sadness and anger that, within 4 to 5 weeks, at least one innocent Māori woman has been misidentified. And I support my colleagues overseas, and we all strongly believe there are many others that are still yet to come forward.